Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Aleph, Omud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simon Tof Reish Yud Ches, and hopefully starting Tof Reish Yud Tes. We get on the very top line with the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, Misha Achazo Bulmus. If somebody has a sickness known as Bulmus, what exactly is this sickness? So the Mechaber tells us, Fu Choli Shabo Machmas Re'ovon. It's a sickness that comes because a person is famished and he has to eat something. The Simano, and you'll know this illness by its signs, which is She'en of Chaos. His eyes get weak. Ve'no Yocho Liros. And he can't see. He gets so famished, he basically is incapable of seeing. And therefore, if a person has this illness, machilin also, ad she'iru einav. You feed him right away until his vision is restored. Otherwise, obviously, it could be a life-threatening illness. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if caught in chof hei. Vuhu mesukin lomus aideze. This is a life-threatening illness, is bomus. Ogishamariso chazeres. And as soon as his appearance comes back, so to say, be'adurish in its rape, baruch Hashem, he's been healed. V'isa b'gemara, the Gemara tells us further, submission to Yuma towards the end of Yuma, the Daf Yomi, we'll be getting to it in a few weeks. The Iker Hasimon Sheiru Einov, as soon as you see that his eyes, so to say, get back their vision, Mishiyodei Lahavchin Bein Tam Tav Shul Yofel Tam Tav Shul Ra, and he can differentiate between a good dish and a dish that is not so good. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nechavav tells us, until his vision comes back, Mashma Miloshin Zeh, it's clear from this Loshon of the Mechaber, here you don't give him a little bit to see if that will be sufficient, because the yuchalova by waiting at all, once the guy's already feeling faint and his vision is lost, so then you got to feed him immediately. You don't play games. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, the im ein shom maichol shel heter, if there is no kosher food for him to eat, so then machilin also maichol iser. This is life-threatening, and it's not one of the three cardinal sins, so then you give him even trefa food. You give him iser food. Now, v'im yesh kan shnei mine isurim, if you have two different levels of isurim, echod chomo mechavero, one is a stricter iser. One, let's say, would be an iser of kares, and the other would only be an iser of alav, so then machilin also akal tchila. Then, if there's, again, no difference from a medical point of view, so then you give him the lesser issa first. If that does the trick, fine. If that doesn't do the trick and you have to give him more food, so then you give him even the higher level issa. But here we're talking about there's no difference in terms of the medicinal benefit from giving him one issa versus the other, so then give him the lesser issa first. And the Ramah adds to this, he says, Hagah, im tzorech, if the person needs meat, and the choices are, you can go shech the behema, or you have basar nevela muchenes, or you have nevela meat that's already there, so then he tells us, go look in Hilchos Shabbos. We discussed this, Ein Leil and Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Yudalit, which the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Siv Katan Chav Zayin. It said over there, the Mavur Sham, the Kivan Shut Sarech Lecholi Alter, since the person needs to eat immediately by nevela muchenes, and this nevela meat is prepared and ready, Mutov Lachilo Nevelos. In this situation, give him the nevela meat that's available rather than trying to go shecht an animal, because that may take too long and the person might succumb from his illness during this period of time. Finally, we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Chole she'ochav Yom Kippurim. If a sick person ate on Yom Kippur, as he is required to do so, and Baruch Hashem, he feels better, v'nisyashiv daito, and now he's back to his regular condition, be'inyon she'ochav varach. Now he can make a bracha. He's Baruch Hashem to the point where he can make a bracha. Does he have to make a bracha? So the Mechaber, Paskin Sarech Lahaskir, in this situation, Shel Yom Kippur, Mibechas HaBazah, when you bench, so you mentioned in the Yalav Yavo that today is Yom Kippur, Sha'omer Yalav Yavo, Bebonah Yerushalayim. You add on the Yalav Yavo insertion, and the Mishnah will explain exactly what you add on. That is the proper way to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot in Chav Ches, V'chein Yesh Linog Linarim. The same thing applies to younger children, Sh'ochlim Yom Kippurim, who have to eat on Yom Kippur, so they should end on Yalav Yavu in the benching. V'chein Ayoledes, a woman that just gave birth, Sheinu Misana, she's not allowed to fast, so the Mati Ephraim brings down. So they should add Yalav Yavu into their benching, and we'll see in a moment exactly what you add, which is right now. Sivkot and Choftes, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you do this, Hatam, Kivin the Behetera Ocha, you ate like you're supposed to. And therefore, Havale Yom Kippurim Kimoladi done Shar Yontiv, and therefore for you Yom Kippur is no different than every other Yontiv for which you eat, and you have to say Yalav Yavo. Now, There are a couple of Dirshah footnotes that we'll get to in a moment, but let's finish off this Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'imchol b'Shabbos, if it's also Shabbos Yom Kippur, so then not only do you add Yalav Yavo, but Omer Ritzei V'Achlisenu, you add the Ritzei to the benching as well. However, he says, V'yesh shemekilim b'zeh, there are those that are mamekil over here, and they say, Shafilu Yalav Yavo in Tzorech Lomer, not only do you have to not say Ritzei, but you don't even have to say Yalav Yavo. Why? Shelo tiknu ela b'mokum shemitzvah b'achiloso. Because they only instituted the saying of Yalav Yavo, or Ritzei, when there was a mitzvah to go and eat. V'u'adin, shein loma Ritzei v'achliseinu kishuchov b'shabbos. And likewise, you wouldn't say over here Ritzei, because there is no mitzvah to eat. There's a mitzvah to stay healthy, and you have to eat to stay healthy, but there's no mitzvah to eat. If you could somehow magically stay healthy without having to eat, so then that's what you would do. But since there's no choice, you have to eat, but still it's not a mitzvah to eat, therefore there are those that are mekel and say you don't add Yalav Yavo and you don't add Ritzei. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Yal Koponim, Kiddush Bavada in Lulasos. To make Kiddush, that you certainly don't have to do, because the Yesh Chashash Baruch Levatola, because there's a concern that this is a Baruch Levatola. As we'll explain in the Dirshah footnotes, the concern isn't about the Bari Priya Gofen, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yazmanim, or Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaZikaron, that is the bracha that is potentially the Levatola. Likewise, V'chein Imshachach Lomer Yalav Yavo, if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo in the benching, or Ritzei, forgot to say Ritzei, which normally you would go back for on a Yontif or on Shabbos, Kishachob Shabbos, so if it was on Shabbos, you would go back, V'nizkar Achash Shasi and Boni Yerushalayim, and you already finished off the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim, so then you don't repeat the benching. Lo Yachzor, even though on a regular Shabbos, a regular Yontif, you would have to repeat the benching. Now, there are a number of Dirshah footnotes over here that we'd like to try to go through. So, Dirshah footnote number 52 brings down, the same thing applies to a bracha rishona. Somehow we only mentioned the bracha achrona over here, but the same thing applies to a bracha rishona, that you do make a bracha rishona when you're mechuyev to eat on Yom Kippur. Av shein mevarchem al achilas davar asur, even though if somebody forces you to eat something that's asur, you don't make a bracha, mishum kishuch ochel b'mochem sakona hari ochel beheter. But here, you're eating beheter. You are allowed to eat this, and therefore you're mekayim a mitzvah as well of lahatzel esnafsho, and therefore the einzek mishen nenas lechol she'enu mevarach. This is different than somebody forces you to eat a pig sandwich. Somebody forces you to eat bacon tzilahachis. So in that situation, you wouldn't make a bracha. But here, there's a mitzvah to go and eat this, and you're eating a beheter because you're eating this lihisrapos, and therefore nechshav. This is considered a normal eating for which you're getting hana, and you have to make a bracha. In the Shaarat Zion, in Sivkot and Mem, he brings down Shaladas Ra'ah Kishochel Kol Dover Aser or Kishochel B'Yom Kippur Einam Avar. The Ra'ah disagrees, and he says, in this situation, this is hana'as ones she'no nechsheves hana'ah. You're forced to, and therefore it's not considered hana'ah. And he writes, this is also the opinion of the Panim Meiros. Ach, cost of la'alocha, shechriyu achronim shemavaruch. He says, I agree, though, that others say that you do have to make a bracha rishona, and that is the halacha. Then he brings down, in the same dish, footnote 52, this is found all the way in the back on page 58, so he brings down, if a chola eats pachus pachus b'kashir, one bracha can still satisfy all the times he's eating pachus pachus b'kashir. You haven't had a hesach hadas, and therefore, you don't have to make a separate bracha each time. What about if three people, and let's say you're in a hospital, and three people eating together, they're all cholim, they have to eat, because they make a zimun. So he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, that likewise, if a person ate a dover osur, that he was allowed to eat because of sakana, so the poskim there are also not sure, should you make a zimun or not, and therefore he says, l'chatchila, try not to make a zimun. Lo yikavu l'echol, yachek kadesh lo yischaibu b'zimun. So try not to sit together and eat b'zimun, and therefore, you won't have to bench b'zimun. And he says, b'di'evet, if they did eat, lo yizamnu. That, by the way, is the same halacha on Tisha B'Av, that you shouldn't have the sudam of sekis of three people eating together. But even if you did, so you don't bench b'zimun. And this is also the opinion of Rishon Zalman Zatzal, as brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in regards to cholim on Yom Kippur, yitochit shalo royalim likvo lecho yachet. So people in the hospital together, in whatever the situation may be, they shouldn't eat together. And he says, even if they did eat together, we don't bench b'zimun. Because it's not Nechashav Kriyas. It's not considered that they really ate together because they're forced to eat because of this sickness. The issue for number 53 brings down the Chayin Mavarach Bracha Achas Bein Shalosh. If you're making an Alamichya, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that you have to add Zachreinu Latova B'Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. And just like you would add in on a Yontif or on a Shabbos, so you have to add it on your Kippur as well. However, he brings down the Aderis disagreed and he said, Estopik B'Dov V'Lo Yichri. He didn't come to a clear conclusion. What about Lecha Mishnah? So the issue footnote number 54 brings down in the name of the Knesset HaGdola that you should wash on Lecha Mishnah to be Mekayim the din of Lecha Mishnah. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, Lo tiknu chachomim can be Yom Kippur. The rabbis never set up Lecha Mishnah on Yom Kippur. Why not? So the Machzitz Lashechel explains, because Lecha Mishnah is Zechel Amon Shayorid Pishnayim B'Erev Shabbos. And on Erev Yom Kippur, it didn't come down Pishnayim. So therefore, Lo Hutzruchu Lemon B'Yom Kippur Machmas Atayinis, because they didn't need Mon on Yom Kippur because they were fasting. And even if it did come down in a double portion so they'd have food for Matzi Yom Kippur, nevertheless, Chazal would not masakin Lecha Mishnah on Yom Kippur, Sha'achila bo rak l'cholim sheish b'rem sakon, because only a limited number of people, cholim, that are in serious illness, who are allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and therefore, rabbis never set it up. He brings down as well from the Likute Chavir ben Chaim. He says, Shelamros Shiorad Mon Pishnayim Be'erev Yom Kippur, Letzorach Matzi Yom Kippur, since the Mon did fall down a double portion, nevertheless, we call Makom, Kivin Shelo Yorad Letzorach Yom Kippur, Atzvo, it didn't fall for Yom Kippur. Therefore, the rabbis didn't set up Lecha Mishnah, and the Kaf HaChaim also brings down the name of the Yavitz, Lamaisa, Im Yesh Lo Shtei Kikoros, Nochol Vetzolim, if you happen to have two loaves of bread, so wash on them, and this is the opinion of the Matei Ephraim as well, Shiasa Kain, Im Ein Lo Torach Vosev, it's not the big deal, so go do this. The issue foot number 55 brings down the Malkam Sheish Torah L'chol Yomram. If it's too difficult for the sick person to say the Ritzei and the Al V'Yavo, so the Matei Ephraim brings down Rasha L'Hakel B'Zeh Shalom L'Marasam. Then you're allowed to be Mekel and not say them. The issue footnote number 56 says, okay, what about Kiddush during the davening? Of course, we're fasting, so we don't make Kiddush during a meal, but are we Yotzei Kiddush in the davening? So he brings down from the Chassam Sofer, should be Yom Kippur, ain't bo kiddush al hakos, since we don't make kiddush al hakos, so kishemaskir is inyan hayom betvilas arvis, bein b'chol bein mishabbos. So whether it's on Shabbos or on a weekday, sarach l'chavin lotzei yedei chovas kiddush. When you're davening, you should be mechavin that this is the kiddush. This is also the opinion of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zatzal, in regards to Yom Kippur, Shechol b'Shabbos, that you have to make kiddush in the davening. He brings out the Shel Shuvas Har Tzvi, and also from the Mikroi Kodesh Yomim No Royim, then they say, L'chatchila tov l'chavim b'feirish, you should bedavka says that you're being Yotzei Kiddush with this. But b'dieved, you're Yotzei, even in low kivin, let's say they Kiddush. Because ha'mir atzma mochicha shirotzei l'kaddish yom, because just by saying it, that is good enough. Points out, therefore, that women as well should daven ma'ariv in order to be Yotzei Kiddush when they're eating in this situation. On the other hand, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal brings down Shemokum Shein Suda Lo Shechas Klal Mitzvahs Kiddush. He says Kiddush and the Suda intertwine, and if there is no Suda, then there is no Chiyuv of Kiddush. And therefore, Lo Tiknu LeKaddish B'Leil Yom Kippur Shchol B'Shabbos. Even if this comes on Shabbos, we don't make Kiddush. The Tosos Rid, however, does bring down that you should be Mechavin during the davening that you be Yotzei Kiddush. In Dishu foot number 57, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down that why are we concerned about making Kiddush? What's the problem? You're just making a bar priyagofen because Mustami, you're not doing this at night because even the sick person just had a full meal, so he's not making Kiddush at night. We're only talking about Kiddush during the daytime. So therefore, what's the big deal? You make a bar priyagofen, it's not a brochel of atol. But the Taras HaShulchan answers and he says, no, Kiva Shalom Kiddush Balayla, since he didn't make Kiddush at night, so then he has to make the Birchas Hayom, but Kiddush Shal Hayom. And it's not just the Bar Priya Gofen, just like if he didn't say Kiddush on Friday night or on a Yontif night, you have to make the full Kiddush the next day. The issue footnote number 58 discusses what happens if you remembered before you started the next bracha of Atova Ametiv that you didn't say Yalav Yovo Ritzei, I in the issue footnote number 58. This concludes the beautiful Simen Tov Reish Yud Ches, and now we're going to start Tov Reish Yud Tes, Seder Leil Yom HaKippurim. Mechaber starts Sif Aleph, and he says, Leil Yom HaKippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, Noagim Shomer Shliach Tzibur, B'Yeshiva Shalmala, U'V'Yeshiva Shalmata, Adas HaMokom, V'Adas HaKol, Onomatirim L'Spalel Im HaRayonim. This is the famous Nusach of Kol Nidre. This is right before we start Kol Nidre. This is the famous Nusach that everybody's familiar with. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph, V'achshav Omer HaGodo Shebuchol Ha'ir. The minhag is that we have a very important chosh of a person, the greatest person in the city, saying this. V'tzarech L'tzarif Ot Shnayim, and two people accompany him. V'omrim B'yeshiva V'chule. They sing this. She Yeshivos Maskimim L'tzarif Das HaMokum L'Das HaKal. That the Yeshivos, they're combining together the Das of HaKodesh Baruch Hu and the Das of the Tzibur, L'haftir Es Ha'avar Yonim, to go and be matir all the sinners from their sins. Vavarya Nikra, what's the definition of an Avarya and a sinner? Misha Avar Agzera Tzibor, anybody that went against the decrees of the Tzibor, or Shavar Avera, or did any Avera. Or Mavur El and Simon and Hey, Dim Niduhu, Ein Mitzafrin, or Solo Choldover Shem Kedusha. If the Tzibor put him in Cherim, so that he can't be included for anything of Kedusha. And therefore, Vyacholim Gamkin Lahasnos Lahakmir, Shol Spalo, Imo Beves Haknesis, Avshi Yeshom Asara. And therefore, he would be excluded from coming into the shul. B'shem Hisnu, maybe they made such a tonight, and therefore, Akei Matirin Anu, therefore we're saying that we're matir them, K'dei Shinucha L'Spalimon, that they can come in, we're matir that neder. The whole Tainis Tzibur, Shein B'Poshe Yisrael, you know, Tainis, because we B'davka want to daven with people that are sinners, because Shari Chalbina, the spices, the Pita Maktores, had in it a horrible spice known as the Chalbina, Sherecha Ra. It was very, very foul smelling. And nevertheless, Umanoa Kosov im Samoni Aktoris. It's included in the Pita Maktoris, so therefore it's important that a Tzibor should include wicked people as well. In fact, the mnemonic for Tzibor is Sadikim Beinonim U Rishayim. I mentioned this in the past. Therefore, Tzibor should include everybody. It shouldn't be exclusive, it should be inclusive. Mechaber continues and he says, the Noagim, likewise the Minigis, Shomer Konidri Vichule. Every shul says Kol Nidre, almost all shul same with the same nigun. So we say this on Yom Kippur at the very start. The Mishabur explains Sukkot and Beis. Hinei haminu kadmonim. This is an early minu. Choyelomar miyom haKippur mishavar at Yom Kippur mizeh from the previous Yom Kippur until this Yom Kippur. Vayisa kavona lahatir and adar mushuls shekvar nodru v'nishbu pen avar echad aleihem. And this is to have the intention over here to be matir any adar mushuls that you made from the previous Yom Kippur till now, and that you swore, anything that you swore, that you would do something and you didn't do it. However, the Rabbeinu Tam has a famous disagreement with this. The Rabbeinu Tam hikshals that, and he says that that's not correct. The issue foot number two explains, brought down in the Rosh in Yuma, Sheba Torres Nedarim, Haritzor Shiu Shlosha Anoshim Mamatirim, O Yochim Mumcha. You need to have three people being matrid, or at least one expert. Did you have to either regret the neder that you did or specify it? Who is being matir over here? The shliach tzibur. So therefore, he holds that this is not the correct way, and he says, "Vaminig b'zmanenu, cause of luch haritz Yisrael, hosif nusach zeh shel Rabbeinu Tam, achri nusach b'yom kippur mishavar ad yom kippur mezeh." And therefore, in many machzorim, it's either in parentheses or the minig is to say both of them, and we say, we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, L'chein Egiya, Sheyesh Lomar Miyom Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yom HaKippurim Abo Aleinu. So we say both of these nuschos, Ba'kavona Lahasnos Alendorim Sheyidor Mikano Labo. We make a declaration, a statement over here, that should we make any future Nedorim, Mikan Ulahaba, Shlo Yechulu, that it shouldn't take effect. Or Mehani Tanai Zeh, based upon this night, Im Eino Zocher at Tanai, B'shoa Shenodir Achakach. So this only works that you're nullifying any future Nedorim that you make, if at the time that you make a neder in the future, you don't remember that you said you're going to nullify it. That's why it's Mahani Tanai Zeh, Im Eino Zocher Atanai, B'shoa Shenodir Achakach. However, Avlim Zocher Atanai, the Afal Pikei Noder, if you do remember this Yom Kippur Atanai, and you're saying, I'm making my neder anyway, so Harei Zocher Atanai, you're uprooting it. The Noagin Onik Rabbeinu Tam, our Minag, the Mishpah says, it's like the Rabbeinu Tam, Ulfiz Et Tzorech Lomar, Dei Dinidirna Ud Mishtabona, Lashon Osir. That was to say, for the future, and that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. It could go in the past because the Losh said Gam Labo Mashma, because it means as well for the future. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, the Tzibur says it along with the Chazan quietly, because his saying it won't help for the Tzibur, they have to say it themselves. And the issue footnote number four says, it doesn't mean you should say it so quietly that nobody can hear it, but Elo Yesh Lomro Ma'at B'Kol Rom, you should say it loud enough, K'deshu Nishma La'omdim Li'odo, the people standing next to him should be able to hear it. But this is only according to the Shach, who says Yesh Lomro B'Kol V'lo Maspik Sheyishma Li'oznov, it's not enough that you can just hear it yourself. But the Taz, Kosav Sheh Mashmi Li'ozno, Nechshav Li'amiro Li'inyan Adorm, he says that's good enough, as long as he can hear it, that will be good enough for the Taz. Why should you say it quietly? So the Mati Ephraim brings down, because you're going to interrupt and mess up everybody else. The King Kosma Shel Shuas Minchas Yitzchah, Dain Weiss, and the Minchas Yitzchah says the same thing, and he adds, ma'od belachash, you may say it too quietly, v'lo yitzei dechova, therefore he says, lo'agu limsor mo'do zugam ba'toras nedarim shal Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's why we add it to the Hatoras nedarim that is commonly said on Erev Rosh Hashanah. With this we conclude today's shiur.